The main clinic is in Bielefeld, Catterick Barracks, and that's open from 8:30 in the morning to 5:00 in the afternoon. That's Monday to Friday, although we are closed on Wednesday afternoon for continual professional development. That's a walk-in service. No appointment is necessary, and anybody pitching up doesn't have to be referred, so they can just march in. As well as the Bielefeld clinic, we also go up to Hona on Thursday morning, and that clinic is held at the medical centre. And then we go over to Fallingbostel in the afternoon, and that's held at block MB54. Now, those two clinics are by appointment only, and the patients have to phone up the Bielefeld office. So can I give you the number for that one?
Please do. Yeah, let's have your number.
OK. It's military 813339, and civilian number is 0521 9254 3339. Apart from the Bielefeld and Hona and Fallingbostel main clinics, anybody can access the sexual health screen at the medical centre if they want to. If they don't want to come to us, they can go wherever they want, to be quite truthful. It's patient choice at the end of the day.
Okay, and once you're actually there, what exactly happens?
What happens is they come in, we ask them some details, basically their name, rank and everything like that, including a mobile number, but I'll tell you about that later. The reason for that is we put them onto our own patient administration system, which, to emphasise the fact that that is a confidential in-house system that's not shared with any of the medical centres. So any information that the patient gives us, confidential.
Absolutely. So it doesn't exactly go on medical records then?
In the vast majority of cases, it doesn't. If a person is on long-term therapy for any particular reason, then just in case they may have to go on to any other medication that may counteract it, the medical officers need to know.
Is it necessary to undergo an intimate examination more or less straight away or not?
Absolutely not, no. In the vast majority of cases, people come in, females, they can take self-taken swabs, and males, all they have to do is provide a urine sample. That's in the majority of cases. However, if a person does have or suspects they have a sexually transmitted infection, then we may have to examine them, take a couple of swabs, just so that we can look at them down the microscope in our in-house laboratory, give them their medication and treatment at point of contact on day of attendance.
From actually paying a visit, how long does it take to get the results?
Most results can be given on the day of attendance, simply because, as I just said, the in-house laboratory, we can give them the answers there and then. If you can't give them an answer there and then, the results come back from the lab in about 4 days, and they can have the results within a week, and we text them the results where they're on their mobile phone number. So again, confidential.
It's One Division's fourth Clean, Fit and Health Week. So really the message is as well, very important, Pete, you know, act responsibly.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Act responsibly, especially on leave, annual leave, and when you're travelling abroad, condoms, take condoms with you, because condoms are available from medical centres and from us. It's free of charge. Yes, the oral contraceptive pill or injectable or implant will stop pregnancy, but it does not stop or prevent any sexually transmitted infection. So we're talking responsibility here. And also, if I can just touch on the aspect of, there's an infection called chlamydia. I reckon everybody in the world knows about this by now. The problem with that is that people can have it, not know they've got it, and from day one, it can be potentially dangerous to themselves, because it can affect their fertility, both males and females. And all the while, you're passing it on if having unprotected intercourse. So the message here is that if anybody has ever had unprotected intercourse, they owe it to themselves and their partners or potential partners just to be tested once. Come in, blokes just have to provide a urine sample, females self-swab themselves, and that'll be fine.
And that's good, obviously, for peace of mind, isn't
Absolutely.
It, in your relationship?
Peace of mind, in relationship, future relationships. It's all about self-respect and responsibility, yeah.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for talking to us on BFBS.
Okay.